left the microwave on for too long, and now I haven't got any more strawberries. I'm going to look like such an idiot. Hmm, said Dorothy. I might have a solution, dear. This is what we're going to do. Lucy's 20 jars of homemade jam, nicely decorated with handwritten labels, sold quickly on Saturday. Dorothy stood next to her niece, observing the villagers with interest and smiling kindly. Liebe Frau Tischler, das muss Ihre entzückende Tante sein. The voice belonged to an elderly man in a navy blue blazer with gold buttons, cream trousers, a silk scarf, and a straw Panama hat. Frau Winslow, he said in excellent English with a slight accent. Allow me to introduce myself, Armin von Weiden. May I show you around? Dorothy had a pleasant afternoon. Armin was amusing, well informed about everybody in the village, and happy to share that information with her. He was also the proud owner of a small museum. Tomorrow I show it to you. We have some pretty things. He walked her back to Lucy's house and they paused outside. By the way, he said, I tasted some of your niece's jam earlier, Frau Winslow. Truly excellent. He looked at Dorothy carefully. It was very